is listening. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Syrian government is no more, swept away in a stunning end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family.
The government of Syrian President Bashar Assad fell after a lightning rebel advance. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor says President Assad left the country for an undisclosed location. The official also says Assad fled before insurgents arrived, who claim they entered Damascus after a remarkably swift advance nationwide. The Syrian prime minister says the government was ready to extend its hand to the opposition and hand over its functions to a transitional government.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The judge in the Hunter Biden criminal tax evasion case has sharply criticized President Biden's decision to pardon his son.
U.S. District Judge Mark Scarsi last week agreed to end the criminal proceedings against Hunter Biden, but not before slamming the president and his reasoning. The judge disputed the president's claim that Hunter was singled out because of his family name, pointing out that the Biden Justice Department led the investigation. In a written order, Scarsi also rebuked the president over his claims about the timeline of Hunter's drug use, saying that nowhere does the Constitution give the president the authority to rewrite history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government ordering testing in the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. The Agriculture Department says raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide has to be tested on request beginning December 16th. South Korean prosecutors have detained a former defense minister who allegedly recommended last week's brief but shocking martial law imposition to President Yoon Suk-yeol. Local media say he is now in custody. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trump's victory is just the first battle. The deep state stranglehold on our economy took 50 years to build, and they won't let it go without fighting. The damage runs deeper than most Americans realize. A corrupt monetary system, a national debt exploding beyond control, a crumbling dollar. The deep state spent 50 years rigging our system. Now their economic time bomb is nearly unstoppable. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett. I'm here to remind you are not powerless. Throughout history, gold has been a safe haven from economic corruption. My trusted allies at Birch Gold Group know this. That's why they help Americans diversify their IRAs and 401ks into gold. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Text the word PREPARE to 989898 right now. Don't let 50 years of globalist sabotage destroy your savings. Text the word PREPARE to the number 989898 and protect your hard-earned savings. Again, that's PREPARE to 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Thousands of members of associate bodies of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party have marched today to the Indian High Commission in Bangladesh's capital to denounce attacks on a diplomatic mission and alleged desecration of Bangladeshi flags in India. The protests come a day before India's foreign secretary is due to visit Dhaka amid growing tension between the two neighbors. Bangladesh, a primarily Muslim country, has accused Hindus in India of attacking the Assistant High Commissioner's office in Agartala in the Indian state of Tripura. When local residents and admirers learned the iconic Sycamore Gap tree in northern England had been cut down last year, they wanted to know why and who could have committed such a senseless act. On Monday, prosecutors will begin providing some of those answers. Two men scheduled to go on trial in Newcastle Crown Court on charges related to the toppling of the tree and damaging of a section of nearby Hadrian's Wall. News and analysis at townhall.com. A man sentenced to 22 years in prison for kidnapping a woman from Michael Bloomberg's Colorado ranch.
Joseph Beecher was convicted by a jury in August on kidnapping, carjacking, and firearm charges. Authorities allege that after losing his job in 2022, Beecher sought to kill the former New York City mayor. But Beecher didn't find Bloomberg at home and instead kidnapped a housekeeper at the ranch. Police found the two early the next day in Wyoming and rescued the woman unharmed. Jason Walker reporting.
A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz and stolen nearly 20 years ago fetched $28 million at auction. The iconic shoes auctioned off to the highest bidder Saturday. Heritage Auctions officials estimated they would get about $3 million. They got a whole lot more. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Radio 680, WCBM.
With sun breaking through the clouds today and winds out of the southwest, the high should hit 58. Some of the wind gusts may reach 20 to 25 miles per hour, and then clear tonight with winds diminishing and a low of 37. It will be a wet start to the week on Monday tomorrow with rain spreading in at a high near 50. So a few showers to dodge Monday evening with an overnight low of 43, and some scattered showers into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high near 59. Some more rain on Wednesday before drier weather for Thursday. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now to get an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend. Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. This is already December, not much time before the holidays. People really are out there still looking for homes, still buying homes. We've got a settlement tomorrow. We've got another one next week. We've got people looking at houses. The real estate, even though you might hear is a little bit slow, I'm not finding that. People are buying homes. People are looking at homes. People are putting their homes on the market. And what I've said many, many times, it is never the wrong time to buy the right house. If you're looking for a special home, a special property, if you're looking to sell one, this really is a great time to do it. You are welcome to call us on the station right now, 410-922-6680. Tell us about your properties. Tell us about what you're looking for. Maybe you've got a real estate story you want to share with us. Again, you can reach us right now, 410-922-6680. I've had a lot of calls lately on one of my condos, and it is a condo that's under $100,000. And one of the things I have been thinking about, and I know this is happening in other areas, New York, etc., that if you've got a kid, that's in school, or a kid that you know is going to just be here for 3 or 4 years. Maybe they're in a professional degree, whether son, whether daughter. Maybe it's a young married couple. Instead of renting, why not think about exploring a condo for both students, for both young married, for both singles? Just is a great way to start in the home buying, to make sure that you can get in and you're not wasting that money on renting or even dorm fees. Think about it. If you bought a condo, you're daughter, your young married couple, your young single couple decided they were definitely going to be in town for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they could start in a condo. The condo fees, they may even be able to get a roommate to share that after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, when you no longer need the place. You either sell it or you rent it to somebody else, and you have not wasted that dorm money. Anybody who has anybody who is interested in this, give me a call, because this might be a really good financial decision to make. Plus, it could be a really good place for the student, the young family, to get into the real estate, to have quiet. You don't have to worry about your kids at college having loud parties. They're not going to allow that in the condo. So think about that. Again, it's a great option for lots of people, especially if they're attending a university or a law school or medical school or any of the professional programs. Investing in a condo just may be a smart choice. And again, if you need this kind of housing for the next 3 or 4 years, perfect. The other thing a condo could be really terrific for, if you're a snowbird, if you're living part of the year out of state, Florida, Arizona, wherever, and you like to come back and visit family or come back for business reasons, having a condo is also another really good idea. You have a place to stay. You don't have to worry about making hotel reservations. You don't have to worry about asking family or friends if you can stay with them. So let me tell you about a couple of condos that I have that you might be interested in. Again, if you want to know more about any one of these, you can call me after the show at 410-530-2400. I've got two co-ops. I've got a ninth floor penthouse that's a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. The kitchen has 2 pantries. It has a skylight, stainless steel refrigerator with ice maker. It has double ovens, and it has a wall of windows and a glass door that leads out to a 26-foot balcony. You can watch the fireworks from the golf course. Gorgeous views from this balcony. Again, this is at 11 Slade. This is unit 906. If you're thinking about purchasing a co-op that has all the services that you need, all of your monthly fees, everything is included in the monthly fees, including your taxes. So if you're interested in 11 Slade, let me know. This is a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. In the same building, I have a studio. Very different. We've got a big 3, 2.5 bath, and we've got a studio. The studio co-op has the same amenities. You've got the elevator, you've got the doorman, you've got someone to park your car, you've got a exercise room, you've got a party room, you've got beautiful lobbies front and back. It's just a really good deal if you're interested in living in a co-op. So that's two units. One is a penthouse, large, three bedrooms, two and a half bath. One is smaller. It's a studio on the sixth floor. Interested in either one of these, give me a call. If you're working with a real estate agent, please have them give me a call, and I'll give you all the particulars on that. I have a new listing, a condominium. It's a one-bedroom and den. It's a corner unit. It has underground parking that's included in the monthly fees. All the utilities are included in the monthly fees. It is located on Clark's Lane at the corner of Park Heights. The building is the Imperial. Building is updated. New elevators and the party room is absolutely lovely. If you wanted to have a graduation party or an engagement party or a football party, you've got a beautiful, beautiful space right there in the building. So again, this is at the Imperial, and the Imperial is at the corner of Park Heights and Clark's Lane, one block from the shopping center. So very, very, very convenient. One of the few condos that has garage parking included. So if you're interested, again, give me a call. You can reach us at the show right now, 410-922-6680, or you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Any of these properties can be seen on my website. If you go to margaretrome.com, you can take a look at that without talking to anybody. So if you're interested, give me a call. If not, take a look at it. And if you're thinking, if you've got anything that you are thinking about selling, whether it's a co-op or a condo or a townhouse or a single family home, I've got quite a few people right now waiting to purchase. We just can't find the right property for them. So we are totally always looking for special and unique properties. Wanted to tell you that it's been almost a year ago. I think it was back in, maybe it was February of last year, when I had someone come to me to tell me their dream of purchasing a new home. And it was an unusual home they were looking for. They wanted to have it in a certain location. They wanted some land around it. They had quite a few criteria that needed to be met. They were interested in Baltimore County. They liked the Greenspring Falls Road area. Needed at least five bedrooms, a main level primary suite. Needed to be pet friendly. And we looked and we looked and we looked. For almost a year, every time something new came on the market, every time somebody called me and said, hey, I've got this home, we went out, we took a look at it. The buyers drove out many times. A house that looked so very perfect on paper when they got there was not what they wanted. It was too close to the road. You could hear the traffic, all kinds of things. And that's why I've always said, if you're buying a home, always drive by the area before you make an appointment. You can rule out properties. You can save yourself time. You can save the buyers and the sellers time. So again, we were looking, we changed directions a couple of times. We wanted a much larger home. Then we said, okay, five bedrooms would be enough. We did want accessibility features. We looked at dozens of homes over the years trying to find the right one. And then after a lengthy search, we found a house that just really felt like right. The location was perfect. We got there. I drove by it, and it was not on the market yet. It was a coming soon. I stayed in touch with the real estate agent, letting them know how serious we were, that we had a buyer that was a cash buyer that could settle immediately if this was the right house. And we wound up being able to get into the home as it hit the market the first day. And at the time, the wife was only able to come see the house, and she was in love. And we got the husband to come back the following morning. Before noon, we had a contract written. We had earnest money in place. We had settlement dates. We had home inspection dates, all done within a matter of just a day or so. And the reason we could do that was because we were ready. We had everything lined up. We knew the price range. We knew how much earnest money we needed. We knew when we could settle. In fact, we gave the sellers choices. We could settle right away. We can give you time. And then within a matter of a day or two, we had all of the inspections scheduled, from the roof and the home inspection and the chimney and lead paint and septic and termites and all of those things. Well, today, here it is a year later, but it's only been maybe 30 days since we actually found the house, is our walkthrough. And tomorrow we're going to settlement. And this has been a highlight of helping clients, helping good friends find that special home and having them create the lasting memories. They are so excited about moving into their new home, and I too am so excited about seeing their dreams come true. So if you're thinking about a home, make sure you give it enough time that you're not settling. And you are listening to All About Real Estate on WCBM. Our call-in number right now is 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400, or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to ToysForTots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
The Kim Klasick Show.
It kills me about those that say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share, that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCVM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. I want to share with you, some years ago, we had a home for sale. It was a home that the mom had been renting to her children, and it was time to move on. And one of the ways we decided to do it, or they decided to do it, was to have an open house plus a yard sale. The day started off with a lot of rain, as I call liquid sunshine. I didn't go to the sale in the morning, but I got there around noon, and luckily the sun was out. It was a sight. The place was busy with cars. On the front lawn, there were people all over the place. There was almost not enough room for the open house signs. My seller said that their people had been there since 7 o'clock in the morning. And these people who go very early to yard sales are professional shoppers, as they say. The early bird does get the worm. Someone asked, oh, is this for sale? Is the washer for sale? The seller thought one of her brothers brought one of her brothers over to discuss the possibility. And first he says, no, it's not. I need this washer. But then again, they said, make me an offer. They made an offer, and sure enough, the washing machine was sold. Again, you don't know until you ask at a yard sale. We asked them what they were willing to pay for the machine, and before long, they had bargained it down, and he came back. He lived nearby. He said, no, that's too much, and yet within an hour, he came back and said, I want to buy it right now. So he did. I guess we closed up around 3 with lots of the stuff gone. There were more things left. There were more special feelings. There was good feelings between the family, the brothers, the friends. They were selling Daddy's tools. He didn't need them, but they were tools that somebody could use. Lots of things you can find at a yard sale if that's your thing. It's kind of fun. While I was there, I heard other people talking about the house, and I was kind of showing the house around, and before you knew it, one of the people were really kind of excited, and I could tell were interested in the house. And what I did is I took their name and I took their number. They asked what the price was. At that time, we hadn't totally made a decision. I called them back, and because of that yard sale, they got rid of a lot of the things that were junk to them, but treasures to other people. And we also found the second, we also found the buyer for the house. So if you're thinking about this, if you've got people to help you, if you are inclined to do something like this, this might be a good way to get rid of your stuff, to declutter your house, to sell some stuff, make a few dollars, and give your house some extra exposure for someone, maybe a neighbor, who's interested in buying it. So I kind of thought not many people are doing yard sales and garage sales anymore, but it can work. I'm suggesting this to real estate agents. If you have a property that wouldn't lend itself to a yard or a garage sale, to think about this, to think about how many more people you can get through the house early and possibly get the house sold. Thinking about that, thinking about doing a yard sale, give me a call. You can always reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. So we're talking about a couple of things: finding the right house, yard sales, all kinds of goodies. Again, if you've got any questions about real estate agents, if you've got any questions or comments or unusual situations, please give us a call and share it with us right here at 410-922-6680. I was talking to one of the agents who called to make an appointment on one of my properties, and I make it real easy for you to make appointments. You can either do it through the internet, through showing time, through voicemail, pick up the phone, all kinds of ways. But as a listing agent, I always make my own appointments for all of my property showings. I believe this is the right way for me to do it. And when I mention it to some other agents, their reactions are often the same. Surprise. They usually ask, well, I can't waste that much time. How do you have enough time to do that? Honestly, it's not a waste of time. In fact, showing the wrong house to the wrong buyer wastes time. When I take charge of my appointments, I can clear up confusion. I can make everything go smoother. This morning, I had three different people who wanted to make appointments. Two of them, when they realized the property, realized it was totally the wrong property for them, and they were canceled. So they were canceled before anybody had to get the home ready to show. And I just find that it's better for the real estate agent, it's better for the sellers, that you are qualifying to make sure that the person knows possibly things like it is a pet-free building, it is a cash-only building, it is, if they need accessibility, that it's a split level, that that's not going to work. If they need, what do you want? Like, if they have a fear of heights, you certainly don't want to put them in a penthouse. Someone who's uncomfortable with heights, someone who needs a specific layout, find out where do they want their bedrooms. There are people who say, don't ever show me a house that's got a bedroom on the first floor. I have others that say, don't ever show me a house that doesn't have first floor bedrooms. There are some that'll say, I have to have a house house with fireplace, and others say, don't show me anything with the fireplace. The same with walkout basements. Some will say, don't show me a house with a basement. Don't show me a house without a basement. Don't show me a house that doesn't have a walkout basement. Don't show me a house that does have a walkout basement. It is quite amazing how specific people are of their wants and their needs in the home. Same way with townhouses. There are some who will say, don't show me an end unit, and there are others who will only want an end unit. It's interesting to hear wants and needs. Just like with heat, some will say, if it's not gas heat, I don't want it. Others will say, if it's a not electric heat, I don't want it. If it's, they may say, again, don't show me a house with a fireplace. Don't show me a house without a fireplace. Don't show me a house with gas heat, with oil heat, with propane, all of the different variations. They have heard of or have had a problem or concern, and they want what they want when they want it. Also with things like well and septic, there's some people who'll say, I only want a home with well. It's great for my hair. I have other people who say, don't show me a house that's on with well water. And then there are contingencies. How soon does your buyer need the property? If you've got a seller that's looking for an immediate settlement and the buyer says, oh no, we've got to put our house on the market and get it sold, so we would need a contingent contract, that's not going to be a good match for this particular place to show. And the other thing we talked about a little bit earlier, financial requirements. For co-ops, you have to let them know that it is cash buying only, and that helps avoid issues. That keeps you from showing properties that you know they cannot purchase. Make sure when you're showing properties that they are aware of monthly fees, or whether it's a homeowners association, what it includes, what it doesn't include. Find out what they need as far as being close to work, proximity to work or family. Very, very important. And also, as I say, have them drive by the property before they make an appointment. I can't tell you how many times I have waited for a buyer and an agent and then never heard from them. When I call to say, You missed your 2 o'clock appointment, and they said, we drove by it and we didn't like the area. Well, you've got real estate agents, you've got homeowners, all that are prepared to show a property, and it doesn't happen. Very, very frustrating. So I think you can hear by what I'm saying the reason that I personally like to make my own appointments. Easy to reach. You can call me, you can text me, you can email me, you can send me a smoke signal, you can do it on showing times. And if I know you, I just send you back a note that you're approved, that you're confirmed, and how to get in. Or I talk to you if I think there may be a concern that it might not be the right place. We are all about real estate. Our call-in number right now is 410-922-6680. This is Margaret Rome. We'll see you right after the break.
With sun breaking through the clouds today and winds out of the southwest, the high should hit 58. Some of the wind gusts may reach 20 to 25 miles per hour, and then clear tonight with winds diminishing and a low of 37. It will be a wet start to the week on Monday tomorrow with rain spreading in at a high near 50. So a few showers to dodge Monday evening with an overnight low of 43, and some scattered showers into the afternoon on Tuesday with a high near 59. Some more rain on Wednesday before drier weather for Thursday. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show. The ultimate moment of corruption. The exclamation point on 50 years of abject corruption is Joe Biden deciding to pardon his son, effectively pardoning his criminal crime family for the last 11 years as he goes out the door. Why did you promise us you weren't going to do it? He is a scumbag.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. We were talking a little bit about yard sales, and this might be a little bit different than the yard sales. So many times I see people who are almost paralyzed, not knowing how to get rid of things that were important to them, things like pianos, an art collection, a special tool collection. Sometimes one of the things that you can do is talk to your real estate agent about it. Many, many times I have helped people find the right person for a piano. Possibly the person who's buying the house, it would make a great perk if they had a kid or somebody who needed that piano or would consider, using a piano even if they weren't musical, so that you can really sweeten a real estate deal by including something like that. Other things like grandpa's tool collection may not be worth it to anybody else. To somebody else, it could actually be a real bonus, a real treasure. Someone who likes to work with their hands to have special tools like that. So instead of having to just donate them or give them away, think about the person who is buying the home. Go ahead and offer it to them. Sometimes you may be able to sell it. Most of the time, it's a really good gesture to allow the person who's moving into the house to be able to use those beloved items that your relatives once use there. Other things, like if you've got a hobby, you've got a painting studio, you've got a ceramic studio, how do you go about dissembling that, getting rid of that? Again, possibly the buyer may be interested. Possibly the buyer may know somebody who would be interested. And many times, those of us in real estate know a lot of people. I remember many, many years ago, you know, when I first got into real estate, I had a ceramic studio, and I actually left the equipment there much longer than it needed to be, much longer than I needed it. I wasn't using it anymore. And I was able to find somebody who had a children's camp, and they did this for charity, and they came over. They were able to take every single item that I had, from the kiln to the clay to the tools to the wheel, and within one day, everything was gone, as opposed to giving it away piecemeal. So this is really important when you are buying a house, when you are selling a house. These are the kind of things you need to think about. Recently, I watched a family. They had pretty much everything ready, packed to go on the truck, and the only thing they didn't have a place for, they hadn't dealt with, were all the personal home movies, the films, the photos, the disc, all of those things. So what do you do? It wasn't the kind of thing that you could go and take care of it in a day. So we had a suggestion for that. I am going to tell you about that suggestion. We do have a caller on the line, if we're ready to take Rick. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, so I want to add to your conversation.
Okay.
If I could. So I'm in the junk removal business. So what I tell people, because I see a lot of the same situations that you do when people are moving out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll give you, for example, I had this one lady, she was trying to sell some things, and she was telling me everyone was trying to scam her. Because, you know, there's a lot of scam people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting near to the deadline where she had to get this stuff out of her house. And I told her, instead of paying a guy like me to haul it away, and instead of trying to sell it, give it away for free. Because when there's no money involved, all the scam artists disappear. So,
right. So
you know, if there's people selling a house and they're not able to get rid of what they think they can sell, sometimes it's cheaper to give it away than to pay a guy to haul it away.
You know what? I think, Rick, we're the only people in the world that pay people to throw our junk away.
Well, probably, but, you know, I encourage people to you know, if they have stuff that's reusable, I try to keep everything I can out of the landfill.
Okay. So you would
if
be
got a house for
You'd be a good resource for anybody who was moving. I tell you what, call me after the show, Rick. Give me your name and number and your company, or send me some information on it, and maybe we can hook you up.
Well, Margaret, one time you had an open house, and I brought you a gift bag. I don't know if you remember that or not.
That was 100 years ago. I think I do remember that, a bottle of water and a couple of things like that. I think
there was a coffee cup in there and all that. I don't know if you have that stuff or not.
I remember that was very kind of you. So that was when we were having a yard sale. So I think you're making
all right, I'll call you later.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. So there's another way of helping you find the right people to clean your house out, to help you dispose of things that you can't use. And instead of, you know, there's always the possibility of calling the junk man and just having everything tossed out, but I think there are plenty of people who can help you take care of things that would really be items that they would enjoy having for themselves. So start planning. If you're thinking about moving, start planning much earlier than you think you're going to need. And if you have any questions about buying or selling, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And we will be right back. We won't be right back after the break. We're going to continue on. Thank you, Noah. So we are, let me tell you about some more properties that I have. I'm really, really excited about. One of my favorite houses in quite a long time is a very large, very, very contemporary home in the woods, but in a gated community, and it's an exciting home. It's got really, really high ceilings. It has lots and lots of glass. As I mentioned, very contemporary, so lots of angles. It has decks all the way around this home. The decks are accessible from every single room on the main level, including the primary bedrooms, including the primary bathroom, including the sunroom, the kitchen, the dining room. Every room on the first floor has access to these beautiful decks that are right in the middle of the woods. If you're interested in a very, very special, very contemporary primary bedrooms on the main level, more bedroom suites upstairs, a finished lower level, and parking garages for six cars, give me a call. I'd like to tell you more about this very special contemporary home. And another home that I have is at in Winterset Avenue, which is right inside the Beltway. It's a four-level split level that has four different levels, and it is a total of maybe 5,000 square feet. It also has some high ceilings. It has a kitchen addition, so there's a huge family room, kitchen, dining, great room, very bright, lots of windows, granite island, top of the line stainless steel appliances. The yard has been meticulously maintained. It includes a two-car side-loading garage, and there's even another space if you needed a three-car garage. There's room for that, or you can enclose the space to make it a glassed-in sunroom or an extra room, or just leave it as an open patio. All of this is at 7918 Winterset Avenue a beautiful, ready-to-move-in, split-level, big primary bedroom. It was two... They took two bedrooms upstairs and made it a larger primary bedroom and a large primary bath, jacuzzi, walk-in shower, walk-in closets, lots of storage, and heated floors. Again, all of this, 7918 Winterset Avenue, and that's in the Stevenson area of Baltimore, right inside the Baltimore Beltway. And other homes that I need, as I was mentioning, I have homes that people need. I need any home right now in the 21208 or 21209. I can use single family. I can use townhouses. I can use two-bedroom homes, three-, four-bedroom homes, big homes. If you've got any properties in this zip code, 21208 or 9, and I need properties that are in move-in condition for people who are ready to move in right away, or I've got those that need work, and if you'd like to put in some sweat equity, that would be great for you, or if you're an investor, I'm looking for homes for you. Any home that you might have that you say, I can't sell it like this, I need to fix it up, I've got people that can help you, give me a call. There's lots of planning that goes into purchasing and selling a home when you're ready for it. One of the other homes that I need is I need a mid-century modern, very modern stone and glass rancher. And it must have a garage. And the price range there, it can be anywhere up to $1 million. If you've got a stone and glass rancher with a garage anywhere in the Baltimore, Maryland area, they're not particular about the area. They only know that this is the kind of home that they want to purchase, and they're having a tough time finding it. I also am looking for some farmland. It can have a house on it. It can be vacant. It can have outbuildings on it. It can be an existing farm. It can be one that's farmable. Hopefully, it needs to be near a source of water to farm. Maybe it's on a floodplain, or maybe the lot can't be built on. If you've got anywhere from 10 or more acres that you think could be used for farmland, give me a call. Lots and lots of buyers do I have for very, very special homes. So if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, you can always call me after the show at 410-530-2400. And if you're working with a real estate agent, have your agent give me a call. We all work together. And we are now about to end the program. We will see you next week. All About Real Estate, and you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
680 WCBM.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.